The Lyre of Orpheus by Robertson Davis. The book is preceded by a quotation, "The Lyre of Orpheus opens the door of the underworld," by E. T. A. Hoffman. Chapter 1. Arthur, who had a masterly way with meetings, was gathering this one together for a conclusion. "Are we agreed that the proposal is crack-brained, absurd, could prove incalculably expensive, and violates every dictate of financial prudence? We have all said in our different ways that nobody in his right mind would want anything to do with it. Considering the principles to which the Cornish Foundation is committed, are these not all excellent reasons why we should accept the proposal, and the extension of it we've been discussing, and go ahead?" "He really has musical flair," thought Darcourt. "He treats every meeting symphonically. The theme is announced, developed in major and minor, pulled about, teased, chased up and down dark alleys, and then, when we're getting tired of it, he whips us up into a lively finale, and with a few crashing chords brings us to a vote. There are people who cannot bear to come to an end." Hollier wanted more discussion.
"Even if by a wild chance it succeeded, what would be the good of it?" he said.
"You have missed my point," said Arthur.
"I'm simply speaking as a responsible member of the Cornish Foundation."
"But, my dear Clem, I'm urging you to speak as a member of a special sort of foundation with unusual aims. I'm asking you to use your imagination, which is not what foundations like to do. I'm asking you to take a flyer at an extreme outside chance with the possibility of unusual gains. You don't have to pretend to be a businessman. Be what you are, a daring professor of history."
"I suppose if you put it like that..."
"I do put it like..."